Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, has set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect their emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio, and the help of all our guests and callers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lights online. Listen to your favorite teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. Join show host, healer, and founder of Inner Healers in Peru, Susana Stiglich, while she unravels each topic hand-in-hand with her wise guests. Many people around the world have improved their lives thanks to their sharing through the Inner Healers community. Join us for a joyful experience. Shows are recorded, so you can download each as a podcast to listen on your way to work or whenever needed.
How are you doing today? Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglich, and I will be your host for today's show, Forgiveness and Victimhood. Today, our special guest is Shelly Dressel. We've had her before, and we're very honored and pleased to have her here again. We will talk to her the first half of the show, and then the other half of second half of the show, we will have her channeling Goddess of Light. Hello, Shelly.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, welcome to our show. How are you doing today?
I am doing very, very well. And Luciana, I did want to say thank you for inviting me to be back on here again. It's always a pleasure to be able to share some time with you.
We're very honored to be able to have you here. You're a very, very special soul, and we really love learning with you, love seeing things from your perspective as well. So thank you for being here with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So our theme for today is forgiveness and victimhood. Would you like to talk about to us about what forgiveness is for you?
Okay. As with most people, there are certain things that may happen in your life that either guide you in a particular direction, or it's the lack of something in your life that may guide you in a particular direction because you realize this is definitely not what I want. And so for me, it was a time in my life that I had repressed some memories of being molested as a child. And so it was that experience when I was working through that healing and experiencing that it kind of pushed me into this opening and into the place where I am today. Prior to that, I would say I was somewhat of a kind of sensitive person, but not necessarily aware and as open or, you know, doing the same type of things I do now. So I know that this is not the direct answer to forgiveness, but I just wanted to share how it became very clear to me that as I was going through my own healing process, that forgiveness was something that I had a completely misunderstanding or my perception of it or the way I thought of forgiveness as I was growing up was not necessarily something that would help me or that would benefit me in my own personal healing, because I always thought, well, if I forgive someone, then I'm saying what they did was okay. And if I forgive someone, it's like I'm asking them to, for forgiveness, and therefore they have to grant it, and whether or not they grant it is going to affect my own well-being. And so I realized as I was going through my healing, like I said, that whole process there, that this became very skewed to me, and I realized this is not real. I don't think that makes sense to me anymore, and it got to be a very logical thing. And as I followed through on kind of the steps and listening to other people in their healing practices and things like that, I began to realize that forgiveness is actually about me and myself. It's actually something that is inside of you, and forgiveness is about actually just letting go the cords that bind you to a particular experience, to an individual, to a time in your life, to whatever it means. And forgiveness is about recognizing that you, as the human being you are, have had a particular experience, and by releasing that to let it go, you are actually healing your own self, because you are, instead of being in a place where something outside of you is having an effect upon you, you are going inside and opening up to a more loving, nurturing place. And so forgiveness for me is about each one of us finding that place inside of themselves where they allow themselves to be nurtured, they allow themselves to be in a place of compassion, and through that compassion, that awareness, and that type of a mindset, what each of us is doing then is opening up to a truly deep form of forgiveness that's going to have a profound impact on our lives. So, Luciana, I know you asked me a question, and that was a very long answer, but I felt like I kind of had to explain things.
It's fine. So in your experience, what you're saying is that forgiveness is something you grant to yourself.
Correct. And say, for example, there's someone that did something to you. They hurt your feelings, or, you know, something maybe a little bit more profound that had a deep impact on your life. And so if you are thinking, well, I need to forgive that person so that I can go on, then forgiveness is saying, well, you could just use those words, I forgive you. And in many, many ways, it's a very powerful and a very profound it can be a very profound experience for a person. But if there is an underlying energy or an underlying belief system that goes along with that forgiveness that is perhaps saying to an individual that, well, what they did was okay, or I released them from that, or I, you know, anything along that makes it more of a judgment or has an underlying judgment associated with it, then what you are doing is you are still holding on to the energy and you're not really letting go of the experience. So when people begin to think of forgiveness as their own personal growth and as a deeper connection, understanding, or a deeper release within their own selves, then what that's going to do for them is allow them to completely let go of the other individual or experience, and, you know, on many different levels.
So for you, it's not really necessary to go and look for the other person, but it has to do more with the intention you have of forgiveness.
Exactly, because if you think about certain situations, and one of the things that, like I said at the beginning, I had an episode of being molested a couple when I was a child, so I did not need to go back and confront that person, because most likely if someone is doing something harmful to another person, they don't really care if you forgive them or not. It has nothing to do, you know, so whether or not they care or whether or not you speak to them or confront them, that you are still going to have to do that, have the experience of letting it go from within you, releasing the bonds, releasing the energy. Now, I will say, because I will say that for some people it can be very cathartic to confront another individual, say perhaps if there was something that was hurtful and then they turned around and they can think of it as taking back their power. And so in certain, it all depends totally on the individual. But I just think everybody needs to be very aware that it's not about receiving exoneration or receiving acceptance from the other individual or group of people. It's about letting it go and releasing those energies from within.
So for you, forgiveness makes us feel good because it's a way of re-empowering ourselves.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Mhm. And you were talking about the difficulties that we usually encounter when we have to forgive somebody. You said you had an episode of yourself, and through the healing of itself, then you found a way to heal yourself and learn what forgiveness was all about. Was it difficult for you to do this?
It was difficult, and it was something that definitely came out in layers. And I believe that when anyone is going through their healing process, whatever it may be for them, sometimes people can be on a journey that takes them years to go through a process. Sometimes it can be handled quite quickly. So it's about every person and what their own experiences or how entrenched something may be within them. So for me, as I was going through that time, I needed to get to the space where I could recognize, okay, this is what's happened and this is what's hanging over my life and this is what is creating fears. It was creating panic attacks. It was creating fear. And it was keeping me from being able to really move forward in my life. And that's when I realized, well, I have to do something to let this go, and I have to get my bring back, I guess if you call it, like we said a minute ago, your power, my power about it. I needed to get into a place where I could really acknowledge my strength, and at the time, because I did not feel I had any strength, I felt disempowered. And so by finding a space where I could affirm who I am, I could accept who I am, I could allow myself to truly be who I was, whatever form that was going to take, then that's how that's how it strengthened me. And so when I would work with forgiveness, I began to use it as just, I forgive and leave it kind of open-ended. I didn't want to get myself all caught up again in saying, I forgive this person this action, this person this action, my parents this, my family that, the society this, and have it become very encapsulated. I began to work with forgiveness as something that I would bring inside of myself, and with the forgiveness, I would be bringing in compassion. And as I would allow compassion to be within me and I would allow myself to truly feel it, acknowledging it and accepting it, then I would just send it out to the experiences. And sometimes I would send it out in a wave that would encompass many experiences at once. So it could be something very specific or something more general. And I just found the more that I was healed, or the more that I found who I was and could honor and respect myself, then it was much more generalized and less about the specifics.
Mm-hmm. So from your perspective, because you've been there somehow, what would you say are the signs or symptoms of victimhood?
Well, there are some ways that can be very conscious for a person. For example, like in what I was talking about before, when you've been deeply hurt and abused in such a way, it's kind of in your face. You can say it was XYZ. You know, perhaps you were mugged. Perhaps it's verbal abuse. It can be any number of things that can oftentimes be there, be in your face. It's very direct. You're very aware of what it is. And so that's one level of being able to disconnect from the energy of those experiences. And in disconnecting, you can breathe in the forgiveness, let it be within you, and then you can let that go out into whatever the other half of that experience is. Because if there's a victim, then there's someone perpetuating it. And so that brings back that kind of give and take, so to speak. But to me, the much more subtle, and the one that sometimes I think much harder to do, and is the part that's kind of the nonverbal, or the part that you're unconscious of. And I have found that this being a victim becomes something. Please don't think that this is something that I focus on. In fact, I hadn't even thought about it until it came up in this conversation today, or when Luciana asked me about this and how would I talk about forgiveness. But to me, there are so many things that people have that are belief systems that may not directly be related to abuse of any sort, but just, well, you don't have the education, so you really don't think you can get that job. You don't, you're 50 years old, you don't really think you're going to find a mate at that age. There are various beliefs that you have that you might hear society talking about. You might hear your friends talking about them. You yourself may be actually thinking them. You know, and sometimes people may use innuendo, as in maybe you felt really good, you're going out, and someone says, oh, you're going out in that dress. With the understanding or the energy behind it is, well, that's terrible. You're crazy. What are you thinking about with that? And so these types of things, when people take them on and they take them in and it becomes a part of their own thoughts about themselves, or it becomes a part of their belief system, or it strengthens a belief system within them, then what it's doing is it's creating them as a victim in that, I can't find someone because I'm this age. I can't find someone because I'm different from other people. I can't get that job because I'm not good enough. Or all of these many, many things that are just a part of your everyday life can create a sense that is unconsciously the victim. And does this make sense, Luciana, the way I'm explaining it?
Yes, definitely does, yes.
Okay. So when I think of situations like that, I also think of how much and how often does the forgiveness come first and foremost within. And I've seen this with the people that I work with. I've seen it with myself. I find that if I'm just getting kind of ornery or if something's going on, then I look around at the situation and I realize, oh, my gosh, I'm the victim again. Meaning everyone else got vacation, I didn't get vacation. Everyone else got to do that, I didn't get to do that. I had, you know, all these different things, and I could hear that those thoughts going around in my mind. And so when I went inside and I said, okay, I'm going to stop that cycle because that's not to my benefit. It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel angry. It makes me feel frustrated. So therefore, that's keeping me out of my space of balance and out of my space of connection. So by breathing in and breathing in the situation, or breathing into, now I just say the victim because it's like that little subpart of me, I breathe down inside with that sense of, you know, I forgive myself because I have been judgmental of myself. I forgive the other individuals because they're certainly welcome to have whatever it is that they're having in their life. And as I do this and I consciously breathe in, connect to that place inside of me where I'm feeling it, oftentimes the solar plexus, sometimes the heart, sometimes the shoulders. But I breathe into that space, whew, and then I consciously have a sense of breathing out and letting it go and releasing it, and invariably I feel better. And I realize that what I've done is I have let go the energy of being the victim. I've let go the energy that I'm not good enough. And I've seen this happen with many, many of the people I work with also. So it's, you know, this is, to me, it's almost more profound or more a part of people's lives when you have it in something that's just a part of everyday thoughts and everyday experiences.
So this has to do with letting yourself flow within the situation. Do you think that resisting forgiveness somehow makes you a victim within personal relationships?
I think that if with interpersonal relationship, you said?
Yes.
So the sense of that is that... you know, I never really thought of it that way, and I'm just sitting here with that energy. And you can think of it that way if you're, like, split inside of yourself as if there's a part of you, we'll call it the human self, is being harsh with you as a human, like you're being judgmental of yourself, you're being hard with yourself, then yes, it can be in that sense. You can be judgmental, and that's why when you forgive yourself And with every time that you consider forgiveness, you are always bringing it through yourself first and then sending it out either to a situation or someone else. So if you are, maybe you could call it self-sabotage or something, or just being hard on yourself. If you're in a situation or experiencing that, then by considering forgiveness, what you're doing is you're just letting your own self off the hook, and you're instead opening up to that place of greater compassion and that place of greater awareness.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say are the best ways to learn about forgiveness or to practice it in our daily lives?
I think that any time a person is on a personal journey, that forgiveness should just be one of those things that you either move through or you stay there for as long as you like. There may be certain people that live in a place of forgiveness for their entire life, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, as long as that forgiveness is something that then becomes nurturing to you and supportive of you. But whenever anybody finds that things are off kilter, that things don't seem to be flowing very well, that they find themselves either feeling unhappy in a situation or like things just are not working, then forgiveness is very similar to compassion in that you just breathe it in and you let it go through you, do whatever it needs to do, and then as you breathe out whatever resistance may have been there or whatever heaviness or overwhelming feeling may have been there. And therefore, it just becomes something that you do. It's not, and then once a person is going through their healing process, they've moved on or they've moved to a different place, by knowing that they have that tool in their toolbox, they can always go back to it and use it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. So would it be okay with you if we call in the goddess now and we talk to her for about 10 minutes and then we get back to you to answer questions?
Okay. Well, I think we can do the question and answers from that place of channel. So so we can listen to her message, but then we can just start asking questions at any point. If people wanted to go ahead and raise their hands or whatever it is they do, then you know, we'll let her speak, and then we'll take it from there, and we'll let her be the ones to answer the questions.
Great. Okay, let's do that.
Okay. I greet you, beloved family. I reach out to all who are choosing to come here and be a part of this experience. I reach out to the person who is doing the interview and also flowing myself as I come through Shelley like this. This is the Goddess of Creation. I work with Shelley, and we do a number of different things. But for me, I am completely thrilled to be able to speak of forgiveness, because forgiveness is the one greatest gift that any person can give to themselves. When you are in a... Excuse me?
Welcome, God. Thank you for being welcome. We want to welcome you and tell you that we're very happy and honored to have you here on our show today. Thank you for being here with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. So when we speak of forgiveness is the one of the greatest gifts that each person can give themselves. When I look at an individual and I see them in their state of balance, or I see them in the state of their divinity, then what is also just running hand in hand in that energy, or what is flowing through that person, is a state of acceptance of who they are. And in that state of acceptance, you have the ability to be full within yourself, to be fully cognizant of you as the individual that you are, and then when that reflects out to everyone around you, it does so from that state of being, from that state of awareness, from that state of love. And in when I see that, and when I see the people that are expressing that, then forgiveness, compassion, awareness are all the emotions that are just hand in hand with that, and they are all just in that space of fulfilling and enriching who you are. I've spoken for many years about each person finding their divinity within themselves and living their life through their divinity or with an access to that allows for it to be very prevalent within them. And as each person is doing that, what I see is the best way for any individual to live their life as a, you know, fully cognizant, fully healed, fully whatever words you want to give to it, then what they are doing is they are working from within themselves, whether it's to release angers, whether it's to release, well, we'll just say emotions, and then release belief systems, and then integrate the new energy or integrate the new aspects of yourself that are going to strengthen and take you forward from here into the place that you really want to be. So everything has to come from within you. And when you reach out to others, like Shelley was saying at the beginning, you reach out to others and want to have the approval from that other individual. Perhaps you've had a relationship with your parents that was very strained throughout your whole life, and you get to that place where you want forgiveness, and you confront them and say, well, I forgive you for all that you've done. And they perhaps come back with, well, who cares if you forgive us or not? It doesn't matter. What have you got to forgive? What have we ever done? And they're always going to be in their place of where they were that created that relationship that went back and forth with you. So when you instead consider forgiveness as a means of going inside of yourself, allowing yourself to truly experience and feel the love and the compassion that comes with forgiveness, and then you send it out to your parents or out to those same individuals, not in a place that's going to be a confrontation, but in a place that is yours, where you are nurtured, you're loved, you're secure, you're expanded, and then you send that out to that individual, the situation, whatever it may be. What you are doing are saying, I forgive this by releasing it. I release the energy of it. I release the energy of these people. I release the energy of the experience. We can go on and on with whatever it may be. So forgiveness is about the energy, and that energy always is how it is connected or linked within you. So that is why I so fully believe that this forgiveness is something that begins within you and ends within you.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that sometimes it's difficult for us to forgive because it's difficult for us to release the energy of what happened within us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. when people are in that state of being unable to forgive or unable to release the energy, it's because they are still wounded inside of themselves. So by going inside to that place where you are wounded, whether it's a wounded inner child, whether it's a wound in your emotions, or whether it's a wound that just feels like it encompasses all of your energy bodies, when you go to that place where you hurt so deeply that you cannot let it go, that you cannot release, that you cannot go into a place of healing, then connect to that part of yourself and consciously open it up to feel the love of your divinity, to feel the love of yourself from yourself as a human, but most especially from yourself as your divinity. And as that begins to come in and it begins to fill up, then you are loving, nurturing, and responding to that place inside of you that is feeling the pain and the sorrow, and that's how you then can begin to let it go. Some people, it may be you let it go in layers upon layers over a long period of time. Others, it may be one or two times, or sometimes just the one single time, and it can release it and it can be gone.
Why would you say, if forgiveness is something so good for, that it's so difficult sometimes to step aside from that difficult moment and accept forgiveness?
Excuse me, could you say that again, please?
Yes. Why, in according to your perspective, why is it that if forgiveness is something so good for us, we sometimes prefer to stay in the victimhood pattern and repeat it instead of stepping aside and try to learn how to forgive?
Because for some people, they don't necessarily recognize that they're in a particular pattern. They may just find themselves repeating things again and again and saying, why am I always hurt? Why does this always happen to me? Why is this always my experience? And so that's one reason that they're unaware of that they are in a particular pattern. The other reason is that it takes a person's dedication or a person's intention to be able to heal themselves, to be able to move past these things. And in many, many cases, it hurts, and it's hard, and it's a challenge. So a lot of people would prefer to, it's like you know, you want to stay in the space that you know rather than go through what you might consider a lot of pain and suffering to get to a place that you don't know. And so those are the main reasons why people will stay in that situation.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, I have somebody here in the chat room saying that it's been difficult for her to find a house. Sometimes the difficulties have to do with our own sense of victimhood, of not being able to find ways to care for ourselves or to nurture ourselves. What would you tell her about this?
All right. If we could get her name, so because we feel a number of different people in there, and we want to link with her so that we can much more specifically speak to her directly, and this way we'll know which one it is.
Yes, her name is Vicky Lady, she says.
Okay, Vicky Lady. All right, Vicky. There we go. Vicky, and if you will also please just take a deep breath down and let your focus go into your heart for a second, and that way we can link with you and be more fully cognizant. Okay, so if there are, when we're linking with you with what we see happening, we're getting a visual of like a part of you that feels like it's out of alignment or disjointed. And then we get a sense of the majority of you that feels like it's full of a vibrancy and an energy and like this really just kind of a vibe, like someone that has a very vibrant personality and has a lot of awareness of who they are. So when there is a place inside that is so out of accord with the rest of who a person is, then what needs to be done is that you reach into that place, and you reach into that place where it hurts and where it's that pattern, and where it's like we have a sense of like arrows or darts that come into you with words and with actions and just different things that have gone on. It feels like it happened again and again and again. And so when you go into that place where it hurts like that, the way that we work with it is we invite you, and we're doing it, if you would like, close your eyes for a second or howsoever you want to do it. But let yourself go into that place, and we feel like we're merging with you, and we feel like we're going there too. And have a sense of just kind of opening a door, because you have this closed off behind the door. And as you open up this door, there it goes, whew. And as you open up this door, we have a sense of that there's a fragile part of you behind it, that you felt like you had to protect it by creating this, it's like a wooden shell that goes all around this fragile part inside of you. So by opening up this door, what you're doing is you're opening up the protection that you have used around yourself. And then as you open that up and you allow yourself to take some deep breaths in, breathe in deeply with the intention of feeling the energy of the goddess as I come within you, with the intention of feeling the energy of your divinity. And your divinity is all around you. You are aligned with it. We see it as it flows within you. So our sense is that you've worked with this and you very much know what it is for you. So as you bring it down, just let all of that come down inside of you. And then that place that where we see that, that was behind the door, then consciously let all of that energy flow into it. And what you are doing is that place inside that's been fragile, instead of holding it separate from you, you're bringing in these energies and you're letting those energies merge with you. And that's bringing it up and that's bringing it out. And it's allowing that door to just go, you know, go by the wayside and the rest of that that, that you had around it. And so as you do this, then consciously breathe down and let yourself just feel the energy of the love and feel the energy of the awareness. Okay, we know this is taking a little time and we apologize, but we feel like this is something that she's been working with for a very long time. And so she's done a lot of that hard work and we want to take it this final step and take it into a place of awareness. So now as we look at you and now as we feel that that, you know, as you take a deep breath in, it feels like things are much more open and you're much more in alignment with that place inside of you. So from is that correct? Can we don't know if she can say on here that, yes, we're in alignment here.
So no, we can't. We can't.
Okay.
But something else that you mentioned that might help you is that she was worried because both her parents have passed. And she was wondering if this had something to do, because maybe they had not forgiven her.
Right. Okay. So what we see as far as this goes, as she lets this out and allows herself to just breathe and open up with the intention of forgiveness, then we have a sense that that's going to actually become something very strong within her, and that's going to let it go. Now, as for her parents, as you know, for where they are when they've passed, it feels like that was a part of what was that, what had created that shell, was that sense of, well, nothing can be fixed now. They've gone. They've transitioned. So in order to know specifically, we would need to kind of reach out to them to see if they are around. If you cannot directly link with an individual because they have transitioned, then do it with the intention that you are reaching down inside of yourself. You're opening up whatever it is that may be fragile. You're feeling yourself connect deeply through your breath. And then as you breathe out and as you send, compassion, as you send forgiveness, then you send it to the individuals, whether they're dead, alive, in your life, out of your life. You may not have seen them for 20 years. Then just send it to that individual wherever they may be, and with the intention of healing, of releasing, of letting it go. And what you do is, whew, there it goes. We can feel, we feel like there are just these cords that have been wrapped around that, and those cords feel like they're letting go, they're going back, they're going actually just out into the ethers now. And so in this way, it can be healed, it can be resolved, and it can be, you know, something that you then learn from. Well, you already have learned a great deal from it, but it's now just something that was in your history, and you can move forward from here. The sense that we get is that from that space of transitioning or from that space, we just feel like it's something that is much a little more complicated than what we can do right now if you wanted the specifics. But with what you're doing right now, it feels like you are releasing. It feels like you're letting it go. And it feels like it's allowing you to bring that balance that you had all around this space back into that space. So that's how we can see it healing for her.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that releasing and forgiving somehow gives us the feeling or the sense of freedom?
Exactly. It does. And it gives one a sense of empowerment, because if there is something inside of you that is either out of balance or out of sync with your divinity and with the things in your life that make you feel good, then by releasing whatever that is, you're bringing that much more of you as the human into alignment and into balance with who you are as your divinity merged with your human self.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question for you, if possible.
I have
some patients who continually present this same pattern. They are within an abusive situation, an abusive relationship, or a toxic relationship, and they are unable to move out from that relationship. So they stay as victims, even though We've tried different kinds of techniques, and we keep on trying techniques to help them. What would you suggest them? What would you tell them?
The first question that we would ask is, how is this serving you? And it's a question that in a situation like that, they'll say, well, it's not serving me at all because it's horrible and da, 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 and they'll go on. But there is a reason or there is a way that it is serving them because that's why they can't let it go. There are things that happen in people's lives that it's a part of those cords that pull you in or those cords that keep you in that space. So if they go inside and begin to think, just asking that question, how is it serving me? And once they get beyond the irritation, they may say, well, it's actually doing this. It's defining me. Well, it's given me some guidelines in my life. Well, and there may be certain things that it does, and it's when you get beneath the surface and you look at how it's actually working for them that you can truly let go at a deeper level. And when you let go, and when you let go of any cords that align you with that other person, and when you have that intention of breathing that balance up and down through you and letting that energy be the overwhelming energy that is you, then cords cannot reattach, and it will keep you from coming out of, from reconnecting or reattaching in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We have 4 minutes left. Would you like to give us a closing message?
Okay. For anyone who is listening to this, whether it is live or later, I would invite you to consider your life in a way that makes you feel good, because when you feel good in your life, then that means that you're in alignment with your divinity, and that means you have a balance within you. If you are in a space that is outside of that, then reach towards finding a way to feel good in your life. And we're talking about feeling happy, feeling emotional, feeling physically good, you know, whatever it may be for you, if not everything. So if there are things that are outside of feeling good, then use forgiveness as a way of letting go the old energy, of letting go the old pattern, of letting go anything at all that may be hanging over you that you may be conscious or unconscious of, so that you can then more easily flow into the space of what does make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Goddess, for being here with us today. Thank you, Shelley, as well. It's been a very special show, and I wanted to thank you on my behalf, on the behalf of all the Inner Healers community who will be listening to this on demand.
Well, thank you very much for having us. We appreciate this opportunity, and know that we are ever with you in conscious and unconscious forms. Ansa Luia.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.